Learning Masechtas Megillah Daf Yudim and Aleph. The Mishnah, which starts in the bottom of that Testament base, starts off Ein Bein Shila LYushalayim. The difference between Shila LYushalayim, there's no difference. Ella Shebishila Eichem Katshim Kama Ma'aseh Sheni B'chol Arayim U'Yushalayim Lifnim Min HaChayim. The Achilas Katshim Kama Ma'aseh Sheni by Yushalayim had to be within the Chayim is Yushalayim, and Shilai, wherever you could see Shilai, you could eat Katshim Kama Ma'aseh Sheni. And by both of them, Katshi Katshim have the same din, they have to be in the Azara. Azara is Machne Shechina. They both have a din that Katshi Katshim have to be in Machne Shechina. Rashi says, B'chal Arayim means B'chal Makim Shu Chaliris Misham Meshilei, wherever you could see Shilei from that place. Perek Basit Zochim Elef Taima, the Gemara there learns that from a Pasuk. Yisham Lecham Bintala Lesecha B'chal Makim Ashatira, B'chal Makim Ashatira at the Mala. You can't actually do the Avodah b'chol makom shatira, but vice versa, the achila could be done b'chol makom shatira. Now we find the din, l'gabi kachim kalam ma'aseh sheni, that in the Mishkan it had to be in Machne Yisro. That's what it says. In the Mishnah in Zvachim, the Avkuf Yudeis Mubei says like this. Mishugam ha-Mishkan, is Nesra Abomis, Avodah b'kahanim, kachim kachim nechalam ufnim enaklam, kachim kachim have to be ufnim enaklam, like the Mishnah says here, the Kachim Kalim b'chol Machne Yisrael. Kachim Kalim has to be in the Machne Yisrael. Now in Yushalayim, the Mishnah there says that Kachim Kachim b'chol Lefnim Enaklam, Kachim Kalim Shem Lefnim Menachayma, and Rashi says Lefnim Menachayma Shal Yushalayim Shibimakam Machne Yisrael Shemimimber. Lefnim Menachayma is a din of Machne Yisrael. Yeah, Machne Shechina, Machne Leviya, Machne Yisrael. In the base of Mikdash, Machne Shechina was Lefnim Menaklam, like it was in the Mishkan. Machne Leviya was Har HaBayis. And Machne Yisrael was Yushalayim, anything lifnim and achayma. Now, by Gilgal, or by Naiv and Givain, where there's a heter bameis, so there, kachim kal menechel b'chol makim, it says by Gilgal, by Naiv and Givain, it says b'chol ari Yisrael. You don't need Machne Yisrael. By Shiloh, like our Mishnah says, the kachim kachim b'chol lifnim and achayma, and kachim kal meseh sheni b'chol araya. So the Biskarov, in the Chedushim and Rizal, at Tayyar Pashas or A, he wants to know like this. This din of b'chol arayah is a pshat, is that's the Machne Yisrael that's there by Shiloh, that Yushalayim is Machne Yisrael, and that's the din when there's an issa b'mais you need Machne Yisrael. For kachim kachim ni Machne Shechina, and for kachim kal ma'aseh sheni Machne Yisrael, and b'chol arayah is din of Machne Yisrael. Oh no, it's not Machne Yisrael. That means there is Machne Yisrael by Shiloh, but you don't need Machne Yisrael. Mekal Arayah tells you there's b'chol no din that you need Machne Yisrael. There's a new din, there's a new gather that you need Raya, but you don't need Machne Yisrael. As Agda Biskarov, the Mishnah is mashma the second way. Because if you're going to say that both of them need a Machne Yisrael, so that's not a chiluk between Shila and Yerushalayim. Each one needs Machne Yisrael. Happens to be by Yerushalayim, Machne Yisrael is Lefnim and Achayim. And by Shila, Machne Yisrael is b'chol Arayah. But it's not you say this to a chiluk, that's the same. They both need Machne Yisrael. What's Machne Yisrael? They have to make some Machne Yisrael in each place. But that wouldn't be a chilek batsim between Shila and Yushalayim. Now the Mishnah is mashma that the chilek viki you say dinam. That by Yushalayim you need Machne Yisrael. But by Shila you b'chol need Machne Yisrael. By Shila you need kol arayah. It's not, even if it's not Machne Yisrael. Just like Naiv and Givain, that's Amlin. Just like Naiv and Givain, Gilgal don't need Machne Yisrael. Shila also is Machne Yisrael. Now Shila has a chumra of a Naiv and Givain in Gilgal. That Shila you need kol arayah. You learn that from a pasuk. You need kol arayah. Now the pshat is you don't need Machne Yisrael. And the Rav brings a bunch of rais to it, but this is one of his rais. So he brings the Yerushalmi here. The Yerushalmi asks the Shaila, "Vayir b'shim b'meisha kamei der abaleza ma'u harayah Shiloi, a Shiloi or Mishkan Shiloi." That's the Lashon Yerushalmi. Do you have to see Shiloi, or do you have to see Shiloi and Mishkan Shiloi? Amalei Shiloi and Mishkan Shiloi. So the Mefarshim say, what is this Tut Stadim? The city Shiloi, do you have to see the city Shiloi, or do you also have to see the Mishkan Shiloi? It's not good enough to see the city Shiloi. You have to be able to see the Mishkan Shiloi. So the Chayav Vekdarav, it's the more. Why should seeing the city be good enough? What's the city? Right? Kol Arayah could mean, there's a Raya, there's a Mishkan Shiloi, there's an Achne Shechina. So you have to see this, the Mishkan Shiloi. But the city has no dinim. You don't have to be in the city. What's the pshat? You should have to see the city. What's the pshat in that? Hazakta Biskirov, Lefir was saying it's very good, because you could say that maybe there is a din machne Yisroel. The Gemara says, brings the Gemara in Zvachim, there is a din machne Yisroel by Shilai. So where is the machne Yisroel? Achar the Sini. So that's a good Shaila. The Pasuk says, Roya, does Roya mean machne Shkina? Maybe Roya machne Yisroel is good enough. But if you're going to say Kalaray is machne Yisroel, it wouldn't shtim. The Sini has no dinim. But Elamai, no. The Sini is the machne Yisroel. So then you have a good child. The ma'aseh of askanus Yerushalmi is you need rayiv machne shchina, but at least the child of Yerushalmi of seeing the city, that's a good child, because maybe seeing machne Yisrael is good enough. So the Rav is coming to explain this to Sifri, very geshmak. The Sifri says like this: Kim lefnei Hashem lekechet techlenu makam sheyivcha, kim lefnei Hashem zeshilay techlenu makam sheyivcha zeyushlay. That the Sifri is learning is two things. Lifnei Hashem, the achil lifnei Hashem is Shilai. The achil b'malkem sheyivcha is Yishalai. So as I made me learn pshat that the Eibishter was never b'echa b'shilai. So it mails a din of lifnei Hashem b'shilai without a b'chira. But it's not true. The Rav says, as common times in Zifri, the Yishalmi darish is malkem sheyivcha to mean Shilai also. By Pesach says that, l'esucha l'zmaicha se Pesach v'atsherecha, ki m'malkem sheyivcha Hashem l'kecha. So the Sifri says a Shila Yibes Alamim. That's Shila and the Beis Hamikdash by a voice Bikurim Musa. Falach the Lamakim Sheyivcha Hashem. Zok Zaydin is a Shila Yibes Alamim. A lot of times the Pasuk says a Sheyivcha and the Sifri dashes and it means Shila. Shila also says it then like it says here. Ein Bein Shila Lushalayim. The Shila has the same dinim. So when the Pasuk often says Bamakim Sheyivcha, the Alil Regals Bamakim Sheyivcha, means Shila also. So why would this Sifri say, Kim lefnei Hashem is a Shilai? Techlenu makam sheyivcha zeh Yerushalayim. Why is the makam sheyivcha Shilai also? He says, the Phoenix Yisrael is beautiful. Because avada Shilai is a makam sheyivcha. But for the karbanais, then you need a din makam. When you're dealing with avos bikurim, when you're dealing with karban pesach, when you're dealing with aliyah leregel, all that is din makam. You need machne shchina. It's a din makam. So Shilai is the Makam HaShiyivchar. And then Shilai was destroyed, and then the Eibush was Beichem Bishalayim. Yibach HaShem B'tzion. But Al Kopanim, Shilai is also the Makam HaShiyivchar at that time. But Lagabi Achilas Maisesheni and Kachem Kalm, which is the Pasuk in Re'ei, Lefnei Hashem L'kechet Echlenu Makam HaShiyivchar. So by Yishalayim is a Din Makam. You need Machne Yisrael. So that's a Din Makam. Makam is a Din Machne Yisrael. Mashayin Kain, by Shila is b'chal no din makam. There's a din lefnei Hashem techlenu. What's called your lefnei Hashem? If you could see the machne shchina, then you lefnei Hashem. But there's no din makam. So that's pshat in Yerushalmi. Ki lefnei Hashem techlenu ze Shilai. Techlenu makam sheyivcha ze Yerushalayim. That Shila doesn't have a din makam. You don't have to go to the makam sheyivcha. You have to go lefnei Hashem. As long as you could see the machne shchina, so you call lefnei Hashem. Mashen Yerushalayim, techlenu b'makam HaShiyivcha, din is a din makam, you need machne Yisrael, that's the pshat in the Sifri. Now the Mishnah is Mamshech, Kedusha Shilai Yesh Echrei Heter, Kedusha Shilai has a Heter Bamas in between Shilai and Yerushalayim, Kedusha Yerushalayim Ein Echrei Heter, Kedusha Yerushalayim has no Heter Bamas, and the Gemara discusses, if you hold Kedusha Yerushalayim Kitchel HaShainta, V'loi Kitchel HaSulavai, is there a Heter Bamas after Yerushalayim? That's what the Gemara brings you at Bitzchak. There's a Shaila in Pshat in the Gemara. I'm not going to be Meir. That Taisus learns that the Maskan of the Gemara is that even if you hold Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita, the Loi Kitchel Asulavai, and there's no Din based on Mikdash Bechlal, but still, once it was Nifchi Yishalayim, there's no more Het Abamis afterwards. The Revan says that the Drasha was, that why is it mafsik menucha nachla to give a heter between the two? But after Yerushalayim, there's no din heter. Even if you say there's no, the Kedusha Yerushalayim is batal. Now, saying another Yishayim will know that the Gemara never was chayzer from that, and if your whole Kedusha Yerushalayim is batal, other tastes in other places also hold that way. That if your whole Kedusha Yerushalayim is batal, so then there is a heter bamas. Just the machlekes if Kedusha Yerushalayim is batal or not. But I'll call upon him. The Gemara here brings that it's a machlokes tanoim if Kedusha Yerushalayim Kitchel Shainta v'Kitchel Asulavai or not. Gemara thought it was a machlokes tanoim because it says Rabbi Elazar says Shematik Sheyibayne Behechel Eisen Kalam Lehechel Uklalam Lazara. Why did they make the curtains for Hechel and Lazara The Gemara thought that the reason is because otherwise you wouldn't be able to be makiv, because you need a bayis, you need a chaymas a bayis, a chaymas a zara, they had to make klaim. So when they built the bayis sheni, before they wanted to start the gemaras, before they were able to finish the binyan, so they made klaim as a temporary binyan. But Rabbi Yeshua said no, they didn't need it, because shemati shemakfiru nafishen bayis, eichon kachi kachim afishen klaim, kachim kam sheni afishen chaymah. Because the Yushu sheni kitchel shanti v'kitchel asid loving. The Gemara says even Rabbi Lezer could be holds that way. He just, they put the klum, let's use the alma. That's the Sugya Sagamar. So the Rambam, in Hilchas based on Mechir, Perek Vav, Malachat Ezvav, Paskins, like Rabbi Shua, that Makrivan Af Yishayim Bais. And it's really a Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Mishlakish and Zvachim Daf Kav Zayinam in days. And we usually pass it like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was the one that holds that, that if you makriv Vizman Ezem Bechutz, you get Karis, Shkut Echutz. In order to be, have Karis, Shkut Echutz, it has to be Royal Lefnim. So Rabbi Yechon holds that since Kedusha Yishayin, the Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Es Lavi, it's called Rael Lefnim. Rish Lakish holds that. And the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yechonon. The Sugi also is Mashman that way, because usually he passes like Rabbi Shua against Rabbi Elazar, and the Gemara even says that he made from Rabbi Elazar's Maida. But the Raivin in Asagis, he says no. He says a lot of places in Shas, it's Muchach that Kedusha Yishayin is like Kitchel Es Lavi. It says that Bikurim that you did beforehand, should rat. But a lot of Achreinim answered the Raivin that the Bikurim are because of no Mizbeach. And Echaram, you don't need a base of Mikdash, but you still need a Mizbeach. A bit of an Arichus. Lamaisa, the Rambam and the Raivin are arguing with Soras Afuchas. The Rambam holds that Legabe Shumas and Maishas, the Rambam holds it is Batal the Kedusha Saritz. Because the Rambam holds Shumas Manazeh is the Rabbanan. And the Rambam writes, why do I say, the Rambam says, and Rambam explains the Svara, why do I say that Kedusha Legabe the base of Mikdash is loyalam, and Gabi Chumas and Maishas, I said that it's not, it's bottle. He says, Kudusha Vesemish is a Shechina. The Shechina never becomes bottle. It says in Pasuk, Hashimaishas with the Shechem, Afilu B'shav Shem Shem Mimikdishas and Heim Aimdim. That I'm going to make them Shame, but it'll still be Mikdishachem. Kudusha Sa'aretz comes because of the Kivush. That's what made the Kudusha Sa'aretz for Eretz Yisrael, the Kivush. So if it gets taken back, so it loses the Kudusha Sa'aretz. The Raivad holds Punk Fakeh. The Raivad holds that Kedushas Mikdash in Yushalayim, that's totally in the Binyan. If you destroy the Binyan, so you destroy the Kedusha. And that's what he holds. I mean, some Achlokes in the Gemara, but that's how he paskins. Now, Sheen came the Kedushas Ha'aretz, it's not telling the Binyan. Kedushas Ha'aretz, that never became both. Well, I mean, that's a Machlokes, but even Lamait Man the Amr, that Kedushas Yushalayim becomes Battle, still, Kedushas Ha'aretz doesn't necessarily become Battle, because that doesn't need a Binyan, Bechlal. And he writes a very interesting thing. He says, that was nigla to me, Seyed Hashem Lireyev, that Kedushas Beis HaMikdash is batal. So there was a need in the Achreinim, and it really started from the Levi Shainim. The earliest mention is in the Sefer Kafter V'Ferach. Sefer Kafter V'Ferach was written discussing all about Eretz Yisrael. He went through the whole Eretz Yisrael, discusses where places are. But he mentions there that someone named Rabbeinu Baruch Zal, he says, looked over his sefer and told him the following. It's in Perek Shishi of the sefer where he discusses the Makam Mikdash. He discusses the line of Pratim, where exactly the Beis Hamikdash and what the exact measurements of the Beis Hamikdash were. So he says that Rabbeinu Chananel de Paris, that's what we have, but it probably was Rabbeinu Yechiel de Paris. He was one of the Baalei Tesis and came to Yerushalayim at that time. He wanted to come to Yerushalayim. He says it was in the 70th year of Elef HaShishi, which is actually 1257 Lemisparim. And he wanted a makriv karbanis bizmanazeh. And Rabbeinu Baruch says, I was so busy arranging the trip for him, I didn't ask him, what are we going to do about the fact that we're tamei? And also, where do we have a kayin miyuchas, a kayin that we know for sure is a kayin that could do it? But while he was on the way, he remembered, they don't have to worry about the tumah, because karbanis tzibur, adaychanis hashamis vesatumah. That's be'erich what we have there in the Sefer Kafta V'Ferach, written by one of the late Rishayim. Then a Shailas Yaivitz brings here, Rav Avendin, and he says, so he wanted to bring Karbana Siba to meet him and Musafin, but the problem is, he said, you can't bring that privately. You have to bring it from the Shkolim. The whole Klal Yisrael has to give Shkolim, and they have to take it from the Shkolim. How would he manage to get Shkolim from the whole Klal Yisrael? It's deichik for him to say that there was any ability to get the Shkolim. But he says, maybe he just wanted to bring the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, everyone can bring privately. But he says, but they also, Lamaisi had a taina that we don't have kana miyuchasim. So even if you don't have a problem of tumah, we don't have kana miyuchasim. And then in the Isafa B'Nishelos Yaivitz and from the Ksavyan, he also mentioned they were on a big dekuna. And to make big dekuna, he didn't think it was possible. He didn't know exactly how they looked and how exactly to make them. But there was a Rav in the late 1800s, his name was Tzirush Kalisha, that actually wanted to bring Karbanis also. And he wrote a whole sefer called Drishas Tzion on the topic. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Kivega, and he wrote to Rabbi Kivega about it. And this is in the sefer Drishas Tzion, in the Rabbi Kivega, Tzos Maritz and Chela Chamishi Simen Mem. Rabbi Kivega was not maskim. He wrote like this. He says, besides the fact that we're going to have to discuss the Machlokes Rambam and Ravid, do we paskim Akriven Af Vishem Bais? The Rambam does, but the Ravid does not. Sure, there's the Gayan and Bir Agram in a few places, them's unlike the Rambam. But that's one thing we're going to have to discuss. And we also would have to discuss the Makam HaMizbech. Because even if you don't need a Beis HaMikdash, you do need a Mizbech. It's Mavur in common places in Shas that without a Mizbech, even if the Mizbech is Nifgam, they can't bring it. Tosis discusses it in a few places. Even if you're Kriven Af Vishem Bais, you still would need a Mizbech. So even if you say you'd want to build a Mizbech, but to have the exact measurement of the Mizbech, because it has to be exact. He says you can't make it bigger Misafik, because the Kol B'Ksav. And there's also, the Rambam writes that the Makom Mizbech is Meduyik Ma'id. It's a very specific place where the Mizbech has to be. And how are we going to know where that is? But he says we have another big problem. We have a problem Legabi Kahuna. And he's Ma'irich about that problem. To show that the Paiskim hold the Kahanim today have a din of a Safek Kain. They don't have a Ksav Yichus. They have a din of a Safek Kain. That's a discussion in the Gemara in Ksuvus and Gemara in Kedushin. That Kahanim today have a din of a Safek. So even though we're Machma Lagabe Yisui Kuna, and we also allow them to do the things they have a Chazaka, but they have a din of a Safek. He also has a problem with the Big Day Kuna, even more specific than the Yaivitz. He says the Avnate, we paskin, the Rambam paskin, is the Avnate of the Kain head, you'd also have Tchela Sagam and Tlashani. It's actually a Machlekes in Zvachim, if the Avnate of the Kain head was just linen, or was it Tchela Sagam and Tlashani, like the Avnate of the Kain Gadol. We paskin is Tchela Sagam and Tlashani. So what's Tchelas? Tchelas, you'll need the Chelazin, we don't have the Chelazin. And he says, even though the Rambam is Mashma, that only for Tzitzis you need Chelazin, but the Tchelas of Bidikuni you don't, the Mekavis Mishnah says that, but the Mishnah Lamelech didn't hold that way. And Rashi and Chumash says clearly you need chilazin. He also says, Agamon, also we don't know exactly the color. Some say it's red, some say it's purple. How would we know how to make tchelas agamon tlashani? And may it be impossible to do it. So Tzviyash Kalisha has a whole tshuva b'miyasha, the tainus of Bekvega and all the other tainus. He also wants to say about the shkolim, we could be mazakit for the whole Kali Yisrael. But Bekvega did send him back a tshuva that he wasn't masking. That is a tshuva from the Chsam Sefer. It's in the tshuva Chsam Sefer, Yudei Yisim and Reish Lam and Vav. Interesting tshuva. Apparently, and I don't have the exact story, but apparently Rabbi Kvega had asked the Chsam Sefer, could he find out if it's feasible to bring karbanis, as far as the government, the Turkish government, I guess, in Yerushalayim, could he find out if that's feasible for the Yidin to bring karbanis b'zman hazeh? And he wrote, you asked me to request from the Sar Yerushalayim to give Rishus to bring Karbanis. The Ksam Sefer wrote that the government of Yerushalayim at the time is a very big captain. He'll never allow Jews to be makiv. They have their big mask there. And they wouldn't allow anyone not from their religion to be over there. But he does mention Mikvega was bothered about Tumah and Yechusikuna and the Avnei HaChayshin. He doesn't mention it for some reason. He doesn't mention the Avnei with the Tchelis. He mentions the Avnei HaChayshin. And he also brings the Kafta of Ferech that we mentioned. And he mentions the problem with the Shkolim. The Chassam Sefer mentions the problem with the Shkolim. Vashit Seel that there was a problem, but he said at least you could bring a Karim Pesach. And he says he doesn't hear the problem Big Dekuna because you don't need Big Dekai and Gadol. But he didn't say anything about the Avnate. And he argued with Kvega about Yechusei Kuna. He held that, that it's not a problem, that our Kanim are considered kind of Vadom, they have a Chazaka. And the Mela, we don't have a problem at Yechusei Kuna. Chazaka Machlekes, Rabbi Kvega and the Chassam Sefer, if the Kahanim were a problem. And he was maskim to the problem of Shkolim, but Al Kapanim, that wouldn't be a problem with the Karban Pesach. And he doesn't say clearly how he would make an Avnate. He doesn't mention that at all. Nor does he talk about the problem of the Mizbeach, and the Makam HaMizbeach, and the Midas HaMizbeach. So I don't know for sure if we could say the Chassam Sefer held that you could bring Karbanis. Clearly he wasn't bothered by the problem of Yechusei Kuna. Then he says, Clearly, he says he's not bothered by big dekuna because you don't need a kain gadol, but I'm still not sure how would you make the avnet. He didn't explain. And he didn't talk b'chlal about how to make the mizbeach, what's the midos of the mizbeach exactly, and what's the makam ha-mechuvan of the mizbeach. There is also a sefer from David Kalina, who was a big gadol in the early 1900s, and he wrote a sefer, Drisha Siyan Yerushalayim. And he wanted to say, you do need big day kain gadol. Why? Because there's a machlekes in the Gemara of tumas hutcha betzibur, tumas dechuyah betzibur. And we pass in tumas dechuyah betzibur, and mainly need ritzli tzitz. So, you can only have ritzli tzitz if you have a tzitz, if you have big day kain gadol, and that would be impassable. The Chavos Chaim also discusses it when the Gemara in Zvachim, Perke Gimel Dafkov Zayin, that they have the discussion of Kriyat Nafi Shein Bayis, and near the Chavos Chaim is Seisim, in his Likutei Halachos, that Makrivanav Vishayim Bais. And in the Zevach Teda, he writes like this, that, Da, Avshis Asamnu Bifnim de Makrivan Bizman Azav Vishayim Bais, Mikol Magesh Lisbain and Harbe Eidus Shari Yinyonim. We have other problems that we have. First of all, Eidus Makam HaMizbech. First of all, the problem is we don't know where the Makam Mizbech is. He doesn't say a particular problem, Midas Mizbech. I guess Rabbi Kvega was bothered. We don't know exactly how big an Amma was, but I guess not everyone was bothered by that, but the Makam HaMizbech he was bothered with. So Chavetz Chaim mentions a new problem. Even if we can know exactly how to make a mizbech and where to put it, how are we allowed to bring the mizbech in if we're tamei? He brings the Shailas Davis problem with the tzitz. So he doesn't say clear, he says you have to dan on these Shailas. But he was bothered by the following shashas. So let's chazer over what we said. The problem of tuma, l'chayre tuma chubitzibur, so we'd be able to bring karbanas sibur. There's a problem of shkolim, which Rabbi Yaakov Endem was the first to mention, and Rabbi Kivega seemed to hold of it also. And at least you'd be able to bring a karban pesach, but that will be an issue. Do you need the shkolim to bring the karban musaf, or the karban tamin, the karban musaf? Or could you do like a tzir shkalisha and just be mezakeh the shkolim for everyone? There's a problem of making a mizbech. L'charei mizbech is ma'akev. You'd have to make a mizbech. And the Chavos Chaim announces an additional problem, which seems to me insurmountable. How would you be allowed to put the mizbech in place? Tumot shebetzibur is when you have a mizbech and you bring the carbon, how would you be allowed to put in the mizbech? We also have a problem, the precise makam of the mizbech and the precise measurements in the mizbech. You have a problem of Yichusei Kuna, which is a Machlokes or Bekveg and Nechsam Sefer, if that's not a problem. You have a problem of the Big Day Kuna, two problems. One is, even the Big Day Kayin Hedyot, particularly the Avnet, how would you get the Tcheles, Agamon, and Talay Shani? Do we know what they are and how to get them? Particularly Tcheles might need a Chilazim. And we have the problem that you might even need Big Day Kayin Gadol, because you need the Tzitz to Miratza on the Tumah. But I saw an interesting thing. The Binyan Tzion, his first tshuva, the Aruch Lanai, wrote the Shevet Binyan Tzion. He wrote it to Rabbi Tzirish Kalisha. Apparently, the Sefer Drisha Tzion came out. And this was 25 years later than the discussion with Rabbi Kvega and the Chassam Sefer. But he disagrees with Rabbi Tzirish Kalisha, and he says the following. He says, the Pasuk says, Vashimaisi is Mikdashechem, V'lei Ariach B'reach Nechaychechem. We learn it from the Pasuk, Vashimaisi is Mikdashechem, that even when they're shamim, they're still called kedushas nekoi. But the pasuk then says v'loy ariach b'reich nechaychechem, which he takes the pasuk to mean that even if you could be makriv karbanis, but won't be ariach nechaych. So he says, "Emeli, you shouldn't do it." So the Gemara never had a specific shiloh about you could actually be makriv. Where did the Gemara discuss it? In two places. The Gemara in a few places, but here the Gemara discusses that they need klohim. Because there they were supposed to be the Beis HaMikdash. The Navi came and told them to make a Beis HaMikdash. Question is, they didn't finish the building yet. So that now you're supposed to bring karbanis. So then the Shaila is, do you need klaim? Well, could you do it without klaim? You don't need a bais. The Gemara in Zvachim was discussing if the Shkut Echutz. Shkut Echutz is a Shaila only if the karban is kasher b'fnim. Yeah, if you're all makriv nafshei bais, the karban is kasher b'fnim. But when you should actually bring the karban, tainet d'arech l'ned, there's no reich nichayach. When Mizman HaGolus is no Reich Nechayach, so merely you shouldn't bring the carbon. So even if technically, halachically, you'll be mutter, and the carbon will be kosher, but you shouldn't do it because lo yareich b'reich nechaychechem. It's a chinish, but I have a raya to it, because there's so many places in Shas which are mavur, mamash with a clerkite, that you can't bring carbonis until Mashiach comes, the marshal. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Amalef Amalef Roshana Daf Lamed, which discusses Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai made a takana that you can't eat chadash on the day of the Kravas Omer, because Meheri Yibana Mikdash V'yomu Shtakad Mila Yechal Nebehera Mizuk Akshav Nami Necho. So the Gemara is discussing bringing a carbon aim, it's a carbon tzibur, it's hutcha tum is hutcha. In fact, in the days of the Tum, they weren't tummy, they had a paraduba. And the Gemara is saying that you're afraid maybe the base of Mikdash will be built. Why is it said to be built? They'll bring carbon instead of base of Mikdash, but you're going to have Vishayim Bahis. What's the Pshah in the Gemara? The Gemara there in Sukkah discusses what was he afraid of? If it was built beforehand, at least they could do it by Chatzais, because it wouldn't take the Mu'na Chatzais to build it. Elamai was built that night. I got into the Gemara. Who needs a base of Mikdash to be built? We pass him Gimar Vishayim Bahis. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nefnan Aleph and Mabez, and Zvachim Nefnan Dalim Mabez, where Rabbi Yosef had asked the question, why are you passing Allah in Hilchas and Lemashicha? So Abaye told him, Elam Yata Shchitas Kachim are listening, so we shouldn't learn Shchitas Kachim, Hilchas and Lemashicha. So what do you mean, Shchitas Kachim, Hilchas and Lemashicha? Why can't you bring Kabbanis to Shmanazah? Sounds clear from the Gemara, you can't bring Kabbanis till Mashiach comes. Sanhedrin, Nefnan Mabez and Mabez. It says the Kahanim can't drink wine because Meheri Yibana Mikdash they don't need a Kain Rayla Avaida. What does that do with Binyan Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara in Be'edaf Hey. The Gemara says that there was a Skalkul of Ian Bashir. So they were Masakin that they can't be Makabal Eidus Nechaydash after Mincha. But once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nechari Beis HaMikdash, this Gemara Beis HaMikdash, Makabal Eidus Nechaydash Kalayayim. And then the Gemara discusses that we have a problem with Be'edah because Meheri Yibana Mikdash are Mishtakli Mil Chalmud Be'edah. Mamish, whether you bring a carbon on Rosh Hashanah, clearly was telling him, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And there's so many other Gemaras. I mean, the whole tefillah is that way. The say that we daven by every tefillah's musaf, we say, Hashem should be Mekamas Ul Ben Goliath, and bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, Berina, V'nei Beiska Kevat Chila, and then we'll be able to do our chayvis. It seems very clear that it's impossible to bring Karbanis till Mashiach comes. So maybe, we know that there'll be these technical problems till Mashiach comes. I don't know. But if Salma starve like Aruch Laner, the Maisa, there is a din not to bring Karbanis. The whole Gemara is discussing is that technically, is there, and what's it Negeya? It's Negeya if this Karis, if you go into the Makam and Mikdash. It's Negeya if this Karis of Shkut Dechutz, if you bring Karbanis, it's called Royal Lefnin. It's Negeya that when Mashiach comes, we'll get an actual binyan and we'll have to put up Klaim. Or, you can do it without a binyan, like in the beginning of Bayashani, that was its negeya. But Lamai Sigaret, there's no din to bring karbanis without before Mashiach comes.